Good morning, church, and welcome to the Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are taking a little journey over to Psalm 51. It's a reading asking for God's forgiveness, and it's attributed to King David. After David had arranged to have Uriah killed in battle so that he could marry Bathsheba, who was pregnant with David's child, the prophet Nathan confronted David with his sin. And if you want to read about this, you can go over to 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1 through 12, verse 15. And so let's God's guiding word all this week for us has been love. So let's begin Psalm chapter 51, beginning the first one. Be merciful to me, O God, because of your constant love, because of your great mercy, wipe away my sins. Wash away all my evil and make me clean from my sin. I recognize my faults. I am always conscious of my sins. I have sinned against you, only against you, and done what you consider evil, so that you are right in judging me. You are justified in condemning me. I have been evil from the day I was born. From the time I was conceived, I have been sinful. Sincerity and truth are what you require. Fill my mind with your wisdom. Remove my sin, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear the sounds of joy and gladness. And though you have crushed me and broken me, I will be happy once again. Close your eyes to my sins and wipe away all my evil. Create a pure heart in me, O God, and put a new and loyal spirit in me. Do not banish me from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Give me again the joy that comes from your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach sinners your commands, and they will turn back to you. Spare my life, O God, and save me, and I will gladly proclaim your righteousness. Help me to speak, Lord, and I will praise you. You do not want sacrifices or what I offer them. You are not pleased with burnt offerings. My sacrifice is a humble spirit, O God. You will not reject a humble and repentant heart. O God, be kind to Zion and help her. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with proper sacrifices, and with our burnt offerings and bulls will be sacrificed on your altar. And today's key verse is Psalm 51, verse 1, where David writes, "Be merciful to me, O God, because of your constant love, because of your great mercy, wipe away my sins." And this is, again, attributed to King David upon the time when God sent the prophet Nathan to confront David with his sin. How he has taken another man's wife into his own bed, and now there is a child that is the result of that. And instead of coming clean, instead of doing the right thing, what David decided to do was to hide the sin. And so he made arrangements to have Bathsheba's husband killed in the war, and it was just out and out murder that David had planned for Uriah the Hittite, who was Bathsheba's husband. And so all of this to cover up sin, and yet the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart, and the reason is, well, it's revealed in this little psalm right here, is that the only thing that David is interested in is God's forgiveness. He recognizes he's not trying to cover up the sin. He's not trying to make excuses. He recognizes that he's a sinner, and it is actually Psalm 51 has been part of the penitential rite in the ancient church for the longest of times. Roman Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, the Anglican Church, they all use Psalm 51 as hearts are prepared to partake of the communion service. And so this truly is the cry from a heart that is broken because of one's own sin, knowing that the only way back is through God's faithfulness and God's forgiveness. Amen. Let's pray. Be merciful to me, O God, because of your constant love, and wipe away all my sins. Create a pure heart in me and put a new and loyal spirit in me. Keep me forever in your presence so that I may know the joy that comes from you and your salvation. Teach me to obey you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, this brings our week together to an end, beloved. Join me next Monday. We'll be in Psalm 57, a prayer for protection from enemies. And until then, of course, let's not forget about Sunday morning. That's what the church is all about. And so I hope to see each of us in the chapel or, on the internet one way or the other on Sunday morning. Until we meet again, beloved, may God's richest promises, his best blessings, be yours.